This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy. The Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9. Time now is 12 minutes to 9 on the Joy clock.
There seems to be very many birthdays in November due to Valentine's Day. And 9 months later, it's November. Anyway,
really?
That's my theory behind it. Yep. Valentine's Day conceives a lot of babies.
It does actually make sense, doesn't it?
Mm. So. And so there's a particular birthday on today. My sister's birthday today. Happy birthday to my darling sister.
Good morning. What's that? Sorry?
Ishari.
Ishari.
She got the exotic name and I get Ginny. This is Ishari and this is Ginny.
Yeah. Well, it could have been something like, equally a lovely name, but it could have been like a Claire or a Sarah.
But no, Ishari. She has to top me.
Yeah, but isn't it sort of like Ginny Wheaty or something like that, your name?
Ginny Weasley.
Yeah, something Ginny Weasley. Oh,
yeah. That's just worse.
Hogwarts.
Weasley. Yeah. Hogwarts. Yeah. Sounds like a sore you get in summer, contracted from
muggle,
a mosquito bite.
You muggle you. You crazy muggle.
Now, Nisa, you were joining us before singing Hurricane. Can you, you actually have a special birthday wish for your best friend.
Yes, my beautiful, beautiful friend, Brooke. It's her birthday today. Happy birthday, honey.
Good morning, Brooke.
Good morning, birthday, Brooke.
It's not Brooke Sasquatch, is it?
No.
Satchwell, darling.
That's it, yeah.
Sasquatch?
Sasquatch,
no.
Yeah.
Ginny Wheatley, Brooke Satchwatch, all the characters that Bishwa's just making up in his head.
Oh, I know. I slip up sometimes occasionally. I don't know if you've noticed, but I do occasionally. But we don't want to talk about it. The UK was founded in 1922. And I wish all the luck to William and Kate in the future. Well done.
Yes.
I'll be there.
Now,
front row.
We've got a new segment on our show called Mind Food. And Natalie Zibung's got some interesting facts just about culture, about life, and about bettering yourself, really.
Yeah.
Bettering myself.
Well, we have a lot of fun on the show, don't we, Ginny? So I wanted to talk about laughter. And yes.
So don't forget me. Yeah, I just make up words.
And Ginny, who's this guy again?
Ginny, don't we have a lot of fun on this show? That's a little bit leading. Sometimes I may jump in with, no, not very much funny. Anyway, the UK. Over to you. Sorry.
That's why I'm ignoring him. Keep talking about the UK. laughter is very, very good for us, as we all know. It relaxes the body and it boosts our immune system. So, you know, make someone laugh today, make someone laugh a week. Ginny, you probably don't know this, but I have a photo of you in my wallet, and every time I want to laugh, I just open it up and look at you.
Oh, really?
Is it a naked one? It's probably naked, is it?
A part of me started smiling, then I went, hold on. This could
laugh.
Be quiet.
Yeah.
Have you seen the one that she has on Facebook of her as a kid when she's about 3 years old?
You're the one with the glasses.
Excuse
me. Too. I have that.
Hey, what's wrong with glasses?
No. Exactly. Thank you, Nissa. Back me up. My glasses look like the base of wine bottles.
Well, these glasses, yeah, they're bigger than her head. She's a 3-year-old with 40-year-old glasses.
I was six.
Full round vision. I mean, it's like strut round.
I look like a choc dot ice cream with glasses. That's what I look like. And I just remember my mother going to me, take your glasses off before the photo. And I didn't. And I know why she told me to take them off now.
It reflects everything. Off of them. It was massive glasses.
Well, that photo doesn't make me laugh. The one of you now.
At least I'm consistent on some age level.
Natalie, tell us more about laughter.
Well, laughter actually releases something called endorphins, which I've got a really, really interesting fact for you. Ginny, you like spicy food, don't you?
I do.
Oh, yes. Spice food actually triggers the brain to release endorphins because it thinks the mouth is on fire and needs the chemical relief to the brain. So, yeah, there you go. You probably eat a lot of spicy food and release a lot of endorphins because of that.
Is that why everyone's happy at, like, family feasts? Now I know why. I thought it was just the alcohol, but no, it's a spice.
No, it's
a spice.
It's a spice and laughter. And they're all looking at your picture with you in your glasses. When you
it's like, this is little Ginny. Let's laugh at her.
Hasn't she grown?
Oh, dear. Well, look, we're all releasing endorphins now. How cool is that?
We are.
And another fact, endorphins is something else, is the hormone that you release when you orgasm as well. So that's why we feel so good when we laugh.
Yeah, that's a good
is
way
Is that why we're
it.
All laughing now? I know it's a great show, but... Hasn't taken me over the edge yet. No, it's all that guitar music. So endorphins, laughter, because they do...
It's good for the heart. Laughter is good for the heart. It's good for the mind, good for the body, good for the soul. So make someone laugh today. Or download Ginny's picture on Facebook.
Exactly. Yeah, no.
Now, the funny thing is about laughter, I have to admit, now, it also helps with your stress levels, because I remember in year 12 BCE, me and my bestie Anton, we used to sit outside the classroom and we just laugh, go, ha, 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 ha. And funnily enough, it would actually trigger a real laugh.
It
and
does.
And we'd feel so much better.
Well, there's laughing clubs, isn't there?
Yes, there is actually. Yes. There's actually a laughing a course or something. I read it online somewhere. You sign up for this course where you laugh for ages. Now, laughing actually, it does relieve stress and physical tension, and it actually leaves your muscles relaxed for at least 45 minutes after that. So
really?
A really, really good, like a knee slapper, ha, slap, laugh. It'll do that to you. So don't worry, massages, just laugh.
That is a pinnacle of laughs. So, slapper.
Right.
Yes.
The ass slapper. That's it. Everyone, I hope everyone, your challenge for today, let's go out and get an ass slapper there.
An ass slapper.
Got to be careful how I word that. Ass slapper.
You didn't actually have to word it. It sounds exactly what it sounds like. Everyone's rushing out now to slap someone's bum.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. That's not
and
quite
if it
cute.
Makes you laugh while you do it, it probably doesn't when the police arrive to take you away. That's why I had to leave the UK, basically.
1922.
For laughing at slapping bottoms.
Didn't they kick you out?
Yeah, okay. Less about that. We're on air. All right. Jeez. Immigration to find me. We don't want to talk about that sort of stuff. No, I'm on good day. I'm Australian. So, so laughter. Slap
eat spicy foods, eat chocolate. That also
release those endorphins.
Well.
Thank you very much for running us through that.
You're
and
very
I feel
welcome.
Much more informed now, Jin.
Laughing's very good. It is. It's good to have a good laugh. Ha ha ha. It always does that.
I'm going to
it always
the mic
does
off
that.
Now. So you've been listening to the Hump Day Crew on this Wednesday morning. Join us again next week, 6:30 till 9 a.m. on the Joy Clock.
Absolutely, and thank you to all our guests this morning. Thank you to Anne Noonan from Sunstar, Chris Gregorio as well, and thank you to the beautiful Nissa Bradsworth and Annalise Bung for joining us today
it's
as well.
It's been a great show, and I fancy get the mob back in again. Yay, there they are. Thanks for popping back in. They've enjoyed the show equally as much as we have.
Absolutely, Bishwa.
Let's get them laughing.
Well, the countdown is on, Bishwa, to your wedding.
Yes, it is. It's only another 8 days or so till I get married. So I'm still a single man, ladies. I know it probably won't interest many people around here, but there's still time.
Always willing to get a laugh started, Bishwa.
I'll throw it out there. Why
we're
not?
Laughing because you're getting married.
I thought that may be the only reason, but it's always good to try. So, yes, get in there now if you wish to. I'll get married next week and it becomes official.
See, we're laughing at that.
I'll get the endorphins going in this room.
I thought who would want to marry you?
I'm crying now. I'm crying. I'm going to fade you girls out. So I'm just going to finish off with joining next week on the Hump Day Crew. Shut up.
Don't do anything we would do which doesn't leave much.
Yeah, carpe diem, which is Swahili for laughter, you crazy ladies. Check you next week.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.